The Senate Armed Services Committee calls on the Department of Defense to create a cyber defense policy. Members say they're concerned about a lack of definitive plans in case a major cyber attack happens against the United States. All of this happening as the United States and China sign an agreement to stop cyber theft. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni tells me more about Congress's concerns.
DOD's definitely not ignoring cyber. It's been investing heavily in it, and it's created a number of initiatives around it. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has already said publicly that he plans to put more money into cyber for fiscal year 2017. DOD also has been courting Silicon Valley companies to help with research and big data. What Congress is talking about is a specific policy for cyber attacks. Congress wants something out there publicly that says this is how the United States responds to cyber attacks. Senate Armed Services Chairman John McCain really pressed Deputy Defense Secretary Bob Work on the issue during the first of two hearings earlier this week. You'll hear Bob Work first.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as we have said over and over, we believe our cyber deterrence strategy is constantly evolving and getting stronger.
I'm talking about a policy, not a strategy, Mr. Secretary. It required a policy, the fiscal year 14 National Defense Authorization Act.
The policy is still in development. We believe we have a good cyber strategy. The policy has been outlined in broad strokes by the
not president. Broad enough, I would think. Does it describe what our whether we deter or whether we respond or whether we, in other words, as far as I know, and the committee knows, that there has been no specific policy articulated in compliance with the requirement in the Defense Authorization Act. If you believe that it has, I would be very interested in hearing how it has.
I believe the broad strokes are we will respond to...
I'm not asking the broad strokes. Suppose there's an attack, a cyber attack like the one on OPM. Do we have a policy as to what we do?
Yes, we do.
And what is that?
The first is to try. First we deny and then we first find out. We do the forensics.
I'm not asking the methodology. I'm asking the policy. Do you respond by counterattacking? Do you respond by trying to enact other measures? What do we do in case of a cyber attack?
We respond in a time, manner, and place.
Does that mean
choosing?
That we counterattack?
That may be one of the options.
That's not a policy, Secretary Work. That is exercise in options. We have not got a policy in. For you to sit there and tell me that you do, a broad stroke strategy, frankly, is not in compliance with the law.
So you can tell John McCain's pretty angry about this.
Yes, not happy.
And the law McCain's talking about is the 2014 Defense Authorization Act. That act requires DOD to create a cyber policy, and it's now overdue. Work did say later that DOD has a cyber plan for responding to cyber attacks, but it's not public.
Just because we have not published our policy, it is so broad and encompassing, going over things like encryption, what are the types of authorities we need, does not mean that if we did have an attack tonight, we do not have the structure in place right now with the national security team to get together to try to understand who caused the attack, to understand what the implications of the attack were, and what response we should take.
That's the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Bob Work. Why is it so important to members of Congress that this policy, whatever it is available publicly?
Well, Congress wants the policy to be public because it will serve as a deterrent to cyber attacks. Right now, any country can attack us on the internet, but it doesn't know how the U.S. is going to respond. If you think back to the attacks on the Office of Personnel Management, a lot of people think China was behind that. But the United States hasn't done anything publicly about it. And if the United States says that, you know, we're going to attack you if you attack us, that's an actual plan. It serves as a much bigger deterrent. And maybe, you know, the country won't attack the United States because of that. So Senator Angus King really drives this point home during the hearing.
But the whole point of being able to respond is deterrence so that the attack won't occur. Dr. Strangelove taught us that if you have a doomsday machine and no one knows about it, it's useless. So having a secret plan as to how we'll respond isn't the point I'm trying to get at. The deal is they have to know how we will respond and therefore not attack in the first place.
Cyber offensive weapons are something King's been really pushing for. In a separate hearing, he said the United States just can't keep defending against constant cyber attacks and eventually needs to punch back.
A lot of talk in about China during this hearing, and the United States and China made a big cyber announcement when Xi Jinping was in the United States last week. What is happening regarding China?
The United States and China agreed to stop stealing intellectual property through hacking last week. It's important to note that this isn't a treaty, it's just an agreement. And all three of the witnesses at the hearing, Deputy Defense Secretary Bob Work, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and U.S. Cyber Command Chief Admiral Michael Rogers, all said that they were skeptical about China's ability to stick to the deal. Bob Work says this is an opportunity to see if China puts its money where its mouth is.
At the highest levels, we have made it clear that we believe that Chinese actions in the cybersphere are totally unacceptable as a nation state. And we made that clear in a wide variety of different ways. And I would characterize the agreement that we have as a confidence-building measure with the Chinese, where we are asking them to prove to us that they are serious about what they say, about what they will do to control these efforts. So there were really four things that we agreed to do. First, we would give timely responses to information when we say, hey, we believe that there is a problem here, and we have agreed to exchange information on cyber crimes. We've agreed to possibly collect electronic evidence and to mitigate malicious cyber activity that's occurring on our soil. We both agreed that we would not knowingly conduct cyber-enabled theft of intellectual property, which, as you say, Senator, has been a problem. We have told them it's a problem, it's unacceptable. They have said that they will work to curb that. Then we've agreed to have common effort to promote international norms. And the final thing is we'll have a high-level joint mechanism where we can meet at least twice a year and say, look, this is just not working. You are not coming through with what you've said. So this isn't a treaty or anything like that. It's a confidence-building measure for us to find out if China is going to act responsibly. I agree totally with Director Clapper. They've got to prove to us.
Some senators were asking why the United States hasn't already taken action against China, considering, you know, they attack us more than any other country on the internet. Senator King offered that it's because China holds trillions in U.S. debt, and the U.S. feels like it has to tread lightly when it's dealing with China. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper offered another reason in an exchange with Joe Manchin.
Just to add a word here about, this is a point Admiral Rogers has made in the past about, terminology, lexicon, nomenclature, definitions are important. And so what this represents, of course, is espionage, cyber espionage. And, of course, we, too, practice cyber espionage in a public forum to say how successful we are, but we're not bad at it. When we talk about what are we going to do to counter espionage or punish somebody or retaliate for espionage, well, I think it's a good idea to at least think about the old saw about people who live in glass houses.
Gotcha.
Shouldn't throw rocks.
Chairman John McCain, he jumped in there at the end and said he wasn't too thrilled with that answer. He said just because we do it, because we do cyber attacks also, doesn't mean that the Chinese can steal our most important data. Clearly, it's a really contentious subject, and DOD and Congress have a lot to sort out regarding cyber.